You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And co-host Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts right here at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, December 1st show. We bring into studio each week the best of the best experts in all arenas regarding your financing. And that's what the show's all about. That's what you'll receive by listening each week. And if you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. But we're here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show today. Call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And last in studio, we have Sarah Frank with Real Marketing Solutions, relationship marketing in a digital era, how to show up on social media. Sarah, first time in studio. Very excited to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
It is. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
Yay. And a little bit about Sarah. Sarah is a creative, driven, and radical, authentic digital marketing strategist with a head for marketing and a heart for entrepreneur. Sarah's professional experience lies in the mortgage industry, like you and I, Keelan.
Hey.
Where she spent 9 years as a top-producing loan originator building two highly successful businesses in Las Vegas, Portland, and Oregon. In 2014, Sarah founded Real Marketing Solutions, a creative digital marketing agency that specializes in helping businesses in restricted industries such as mortgage and real estate, create an online strategy that nurtures strangers to followers and followers to leads and leads to paying clients. Love it.
Love it. I like the bio. Very creative.
Thank
Sarah.
You.
So can you share with us just a bit about your background in the mortgage industry and how did that lead you down the path of doing the work you do today?
Why'd you leave our great industry?
What's up? Because I have to help you show up online now.
Exactly.
Touché.
Well, I actually grew up in the mortgage industry quite young and before social media was even a thing. Mm-hmm. So now I'm able to take what I learned in the mortgage industry and help loan originators show up online. But before social media, remember those days where you had to go out and shake hands and give business cards and beat down the door and show up? Well, in doing that, I learned that really I wasn't marketing the brand or the company that I worked for. I was marketing myself. And that's really how I built my businesses, is by setting myself apart in the industry. And as years went on in the industry, I realized that I could actually help other people do this. Yeah. And as social media became a thing, it became really apparent that the mortgage industry specifically was getting left behind in marketing because it's so heavily restricted and regulated that it's hard to really show up online.
Yeah.
So I transformed out of the industry, but still have a heavy hand in the real estate and mortgage industry and really helping businesses just in restricted industries get their voice out there online. So my passion was always marketing and marketing myself, and now I get to do that with all of you.
Love that.
I love, you know, you said something I really like there. A lot of people, professionals, get caught up in the company and, you know, your company's important, don't get me wrong, but people want to know about you. They want to know about, like, what sets you apart? What's your brand? Who are you? How can you help them? You know, and that relationship is huge. You can't just go out touting your giant company and expect people to be excited about working with you.
Well, and that's the thing specifically with social media is, remember when we opened up our Facebook accounts and you got on Facebook for the first time? Mm. You did that to connect, right? And if we're always marketing a brand, we're missing the connection piece, which is what attracts people.
Yeah.
So really everything that we're going to talk about, we're going to talk mostly about the mortgage and real estate industry today, but everything we're going to talk about is applicable to any industry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Plug and play. Love that. So what is a common misconception about social media marketing and the mortgage industry?
Yeah, this is my favorite. Because it's so heavily regulated, I'm going to ignore it. I'm just going to ignore marketing on social media until there's another choice, which we all know there's probably not going to be another choice.
Yeah, no. Well, and you listen to the disclaimer when our show starts about Gateway. They are not part of this radio show and don't, you know, so you just have to have that proper way of marketing to where there's not the risk of, you know, the company side.
Yeah. And there's another conception, which you see out there with, or misconception that you see with a lot of mortgage originators is that they're always just sharing the content that their company produces yeah. for them. And unfortunately, that is missing the connection piece. Yes. And therefore, they're always going to come and say, I'm not getting any engagement on my content. Nobody's following my page. Well, you're not giving them any reason to follow your page.
Exactly.
So, you know, really setting yourself apart is super important in the mortgage industry. And I think people get a little bit scared because, you know, one of the companies I work for, I can't use the word best, even if I'm talking about a client. Like, I cannot use that word. It's compliance has completely blocked it.
Yeah.
So they're like, what can we say? You know, what can't, and the time it takes to go back through compliance just deters them from wanting to do it at all. But it's so, so important because we're in this digital era right now.
Yes.
And it's not changing. It's not going away.
No, definitely not.
We can
not.
Wish it away all we want, but it is definitely not going away.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, what about the real estate side?
Yeah. So with real estate, you see commonly that their real estate agents are kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
They're showing up everywhere, but they're not really putting the quality into their content. Mm-hmm. It's more promotional based. Mm-hmm. So they're still missing that connection piece. Connection is just really important. And some of the stuff that we see work the best, which we'll talk about a little bit later on, is really the content that is personal.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get too wrapped up in our business and, you know, showing houses and all of those things, that's great. But we want people to get to know us, not necessarily our brand and our business, because we want to do business with people, not businesses, right? We want, I'm going to hire you because I know you, I like you, and I trust you.
It's all about the connection.
Right. And that's the same philosophy that we have to approach social media with. So sometimes I see real estate agents, they're out there on every platform, but they're not really doing good at any of the platforms. They're just kind of putting content out. For me specifically, what I would recommend in this scenario would be figure out where your clients are. Mm-hmm. If you're a downsizing specialist, you're probably not going to have much luck on Instagram. So for me, I would recommend, you know, nurturing Facebook if you have a good following on there and LinkedIn as opposed to posting on Instagram. Because if you, if that's really your clientele, you're going to, they're not on Instagram. So sometimes you see them tackling different social media channels that aren't necessarily a good fit for where they're at in business. And we usually say it's not really about like how far spread you are. It's about picking the platforms where your people are.
Well, in the old term, it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality of the social media platforms that you're out there.
Right.
Yes. So you talk a lot about relationship marketing in the digital era. So can you talk a little bit more about how do you do that when it comes to social media?
So with social media, I like to think about how often, and a lot of people are uncomfortable with this. Let's just be honest. Putting ourselves out there as the front of our businesses is not always comfortable. Sometimes it feels a little uncomfortable. And for a lot of people, it does feel uncomfortable. But that's really what people want to see. They want to get an inside look at your business and what it's like to be a client with you.
Yes.
And that's that
behind the scenes.
That's the behind the scenes. That's what we really focus on with our clients is specifically how can we create content that builds a relationship and really makes them stand out in a human aspect, not in a corporate aspect or a company aspect, but in a personal, like if I'm going to buy a home from you, I want to know you.
Yeah.
Right. And no matter if you're at Gateway or somewhere else, I'm going to call Tina. Right. I mean, that's just the reality of a business. So it's about creating a content strategy that nurtures relationship building. And you do that through photos with your clients, through showing the behind the scenes of your business. I mean, even some of the features that you see now, like Instagram and Facebook stories, they might seem a little uncomfortable, but it really is. It's so live and so you that it's really hard for people not to be able to get to know you. So when you're talking about meeting people online that don't already know your business, that's how they're going to get to connect with you and figure out who you are in a personal setting to know if they can build a relationship with you. Because we're in this world now where we have this opportunity to connect with people that never would have known our business.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Social media
the
gives us that.
The first impression is before you meet anybody now. I mean, it's face-to-face. It's all online.
Yeah. So social media gives us this platform that we can connect with people that wouldn't already know our brand. Yeah. But that still doesn't mean that just because they see our Facebook page, they're going to buy a home from us.
Sure.
They still have to get to know who we are. So that relationship content's really important.
So on that note, because we have a lot of real estate professionals that we obviously work with and that come in and represent real estate here on the show. And what would you give on an advice on a personal page in how to a percentage, or when, you know, you see a lot of homes, you have got a new listing that's coming up, and what is that magic?
Yeah, the magic number, yes. The percentage. It's hard to tell. But what I always like to say is, think about, for every piece of promotion that you're putting out, think about a piece of personalized content that you can put in there. Okay. And sometimes it's just a photo of you in front of your listing with your sign, or a photo of you with your dog in front of your listing with your sign. What is
that's
that?
That's a really great idea. I brought Bob here today in front of the house.
The Bobcat. Bobcat. Take Bobcat with you, right?
Yeah. We got him on the third one. Yes. We got him on the third segment. All right, Bob.
So we got Bobcat in front of your listing sign and sold. And it, those small things, animals do really well, by the way, too, in social media. But it's those small things that just show that human side. Yeah. It, you know, it's not your profile pic where you look perfect.
Exactly.
It's you out in the field, in industry.
I need to borrow London.
That's fine.
Yeah, take London with you.
For the love of God, please. Anything you want.
Or you with your clients, right?
Yes.
You at their closing, you stopping by and taking a picture in front of their house. Those types of content you really can't pay money for. When you put those types of content pieces out, you're not going to have to pay money, because you're going to get the engagement that you really want, and that's what really matters.
Yeah.
Sarah, what about your anticipation of social media trends for 2019? Where are we going? It seems to be evolving constantly, and it's really actually even hard to keep up with. You know, where are you seeing us go with social media here in the next year or so?
Man, I might scare you on this.
Oh, no.
So video marketing was obviously really huge in 2018. It's going to be just as big, if not bigger, in 2019. There's the new features of Facebook Messenger bots that are getting great conversion rates and people are using.
Anybody? And what did you say that again?
It's Facebook Messenger bots.
Yes. Okay,
so
we'll talk afterwards.
Yeah. You're going to want to hear about this.
You got me?
Okay. Facebook Messenger bots, and then really telling your brand story, using the features like Instagram and Facebook stories to connect. That connection piece in the new year is going to be very, very important. It already is, but there's a lot of businesses that aren't really using it. And that's where you're going to get seen the most. And then obviously we're going to see a big push for AI, artificial intelligence. We're already seeing that. That's what your Instagram stories and Facebook stories are. That's going to come even further and take over digital marketing. In my opinion, at least by 2020, we're going to see a lot.
And that piece is exciting.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is,
I think so.
It's
scary.
I was going to say, it's kind of scary.
I think it really depends on, who you talk to, but it depends. So we've got one of the mindsets of my program, Taking the Hard Road, which is about change. So it's always changing, but there is nothing out there that is more efficient for us in having an efficient life, well, business, which defaults to our life, than technology. So being able to advance through that process, and I'm not doing anything bad. I don't care what anybody, and the idea that I can really get connected very efficiently and know what's going on and what's out there in the target market, I'm just really excited about it. So no scare there for me, but I do, I am excited to hear about all this stuff offline. So as we wrap up our time here together, Sarah, what about a tip that you could provide on social media for our mortgage experts that listen to the show and the real estate experts, your prime clients?
Yeah. So consistency is always the biggest thing. You can't post one thing one time in 1 month and expect that they're going to remember you next month. You have to consistently show up, and the quality of your content is going to be equally as important. And then also, if I can say anything, is put your personality into what you're doing online. Yeah. It is so powerful to be able to see the person behind the brand or behind the scenes, that I think if you do those three things in the new year, even if you're not super tech savvy, you're going to see some good results.
You know, and I totally agree. When I decided to do exactly what you're saying for my business, and it compounded into everything that I've done since. My book was written after that. My coaching program that I've started with after that. My whole, just by being willing to open up and connect as a person, which you just said, which was so hard for me to even comprehend, not being just that professional mortgage person, everything changed for me. And I will say that our biggest platform for generating business in our mortgage business is my coaching program, because it's an opportunity behind the scenes. They're seeing me, I'm seeing them, we're connecting on that whole other level. So for all of the mortgage professionals and real estate agents that are listening today, a real shout out and a call to you. Call into the show, get connected with Sarah, and really see how to take your business to the next level, and not just the business and lead generation, but the business and enjoying. I'm actually getting goosebumps right now because it's really powerful stuff in being able to connect with the people that most likely want to work with you, because that's what it's about. You're going to be able to provide your most value to those people as well. So love what you're doing out there.
Thank you.
Sarah, thank you so much for coming in.
And, yeah, thank you for having me.
We look forward to having you again in the near future. And that is the show. This is Tina Mitchell, your host, closing out for the day.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
And we'll be here next weekend, same time, same place, right here at 1150 AM KKNW. And enjoy your holidays till next week.
Till next week.